there is a personal decision that you must make. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 3, let no one deceive himself. So take notice, this is not let no one be deceived, but rather let no one deceive himself. What is deception anyway? Well, deception is leading someone astray. Deception takes place when a person knowingly and purposefully tells a lie in order to get what they want you to do, what they want you to say. Satan is the father of lies, the master of deceit. He makes promises and plans that sound sweet and satisfying. The world is great at telling you lies and selling you what they want you to buy. But take notice, in this verse, Paul is not saying, don't be deceived by someone else or don't be deceived by Satan. Paul is saying, don't lie to yourself just to get what you think you want. So Paul has laid out his case. He has exposed the lies and the fallacy of the gauges that have been placed in front of them. To fly according to these gauges is a foolish mistake. But you must decide for yourselves, church, pastors, ministry leaders. You must decide how you will fly. To use the illustration of the text earlier on, you have to decide what types of materials you use to build upon the foundation of Christ. Will you use gold and silver and precious stones, elements that endure the testing? Or will you use wood and hay and straw, elements that will get disintegrated? So let's make it very clear for all to hear as to what we need to be doing. We need to build on the foundation of Christ, not with worldly wisdom, but with prayer, with biblical truth and sound doctrine, being spirit-led and word-driven. We need to build with compassion and love and grace and truth for our fellow man, knowing that an eternal hell awaits those who are found outside of Christ, and that we can reach them not with gimmicks and tricks and pragmatic gamesmanship, but with biblical resolve, no matter how foolish it may seem to the world. So this needs to be the mindset of every ministry leader, every ministry volunteer that there is, every member of every biblical church. It needs to apply not just in the church, but in your family as well. Let no one be deceived. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in China. And also remember the Mandarin LifeWord broadcast that's heard in China.